Welcome to our show, Geek Swag. We're talking about video games, comic books, movies, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. I almost got through that without even looking at it.
Nice.
Yes. And this week, we have Michael!
Yay! It's going to be a real short list of people. Because the only other person here is Bill.
Yay! It's just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
We're going to do this podcast even though there's just the two
of us. It just has to be a really good argument.
That's how you get around the, what is it? The copyright.
Oh, yeah. Change it up a little bit.
Yep.
Or if you change the purpose of it. So if you make it funny.
Well, you're parodying the...
Yeah.
So I am making fun of the song.
But if you can sing the song, if you do it badly,
oh, okay,
then it still counts. It's still a parody.
Good, because I can't sing well. So that means every song I ever do is a parody.
I think I'm still okay, too. I'm not that great. Especially right now, I kind of have a cold.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but...
Well, I'm glad you came then. Otherwise...
Yeah.
This would be a really awkward short podcast of me going, so guys, nobody showed up this week. Everyone has events and vacations and, you know, lives away from podcasts.
Yeah. Well, the doctor says I'm not contagious, so I'm allowed to go out in public.
Yay. So our listeners will not get infected.
Nope. You can hold the podcast as close to your ears as you want. You won't catch it, I promise.
You can even use your insert earbuds.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
As long as you don't use mine, you're okay.
Oh. Well, you said you weren't contagious. Because then that was kind of gross.
I used them when I was still sick. So.
Oh. All right.
I know.
Well, then I guess we'll get into news of stuff and things and all that. We'll start with Wheel of Time. Is getting a TV show. There was all the talk before about who owned the rights and whether they were going to be able to. Well, Sony officially got the rights, and Sony is officially going to do it.
Okay, so you're going to have to fill me in, because I officially don't know what Wheel of Time is, other than a big wheel that I have some assumption has to do with time.
Well, it's about the... Okay, so there's...
Is it like Wheel of Fortune, but you get to put dates on there?
No.
If you get the right letter, you get to go to that year.
No. All right. It was... It's one of those fantasy books, good, bad. And it's epic. It's like 14 books long?
Wow.
It was so long, the original author had died, and then the new author picked it up.
So you mean it's Star Wars... Again.
The original author of Star Wars isn't dead.
Yeah, I know, but he quit.
No, he was bought out. No, actually, he was paid to leave.
Yeah. But he quit. Like, he decided to let them buy him out.
Well, except for...
He could have kept the franchise and actually, made just as much money as they paid.
We'll talk about that in a moment, because of a celebration at Disney. Because he didn't leave.
Well, he's still a part of it. I think he still advises on it.
If they listen to him, but we'll get to that in a moment. We'll talk about some of Celebration and some of the Disney and Star Wars releases. Okay, so the number of books is... I still am getting this wrong. I thought it was 14. I'm probably getting yelled at by everybody now.
So if Bill's wrong, you can give us a call.
There's 14. I was right.
14. You should have gotten it wrong, Bill, so they'd have something to correct you on. By the way, did anybody call in?
Nope. So what's the number if they want to call in?
It is 801-896-GEEK, G-E-E-K, if you don't know how to spell it.
Or 801-896-4335.
And if you're just too lazy to call in, you cannot manage to hold the phone up to your head. Email us, geeksarewired@gmail.com, A-R-E-R.
Well, it's spelled just like the podcast is sound. It says on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, title of the, you know, the name of the podcast.
But it's not the geeks letter R wired. It's, you know, I know it's the same as the
podcast. We like to spell things. Well, I'm hoping, you know, they're listening to it, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I
You could have, like, went in and changed your keyboard to a Russian and done, like, a backwards R
thing,
and, you know, like Toys R Us kind of thing. Hmm. I don't know if they try and sue you for that or not, but I think they copyright the R.
I don't know. Seems like a lot of work.
I know.
Okay, back on Wheel of Time. So it was originally written by Robert Jordan. He did quite a few of the books, and then Brandon Sanderson ended up taking over. 14-book series about the weaving of time in this, you know, that's why there's these events that happen. I don't really want to give it away because I feel like it's like saying the entire thing of Game of Thrones before the show started. I could explain you, like, the Red Wedding and all this, but it kind of makes it when you go watch it, it's not as, it doesn't, you don't go like, oh my gosh, like, it's like the readers are like, I know what's going to happen.
Yeah, but
you should wait.
Even Game of Thrones, that follows the book really, really closely, isn't quite exactly the same.
Okay. But, okay, so this one, it sounds like they're going to be a lot more, less similar. And they're, unlike Game of Thrones, where they're like, oh, we've got like, you know, 7 or 8 seasons and we're going to call it good because we have surpassed the writer. This is a complete, fully done series.
I feel like that's never stopped a TV series. The surpassing the book series or the writer or stuff like that.
It's usually not a good idea. Look at what happened to Full Metal Alchemist. It surpassed the creator. Okay.
Japanimation stuff.
It surpassed.
I know, that was really, really bad.
It surpassed the writer, and they went off on a tangent, which went really, really bad. Then they scrapped the entire thing and restarted it on a new one.
But isn't Full Metal Alchemist still being written?
It is not. Well, okay, it has been rebooted.
But I thought the...
That to now follow the comics, or the manga, the comics more closely.
But I thought the comic was still, like, there's still correct. new episodes.
But cartoon has not caught up to that. Ed, and the cartoon is so far behind, they probably will not ever catch up to it.
Yeah. There's a lot of TV shows that started off of a book that have gone off the book completely, and they just kind of take the characters and just stick them in different situations and try and anticipate what they would do. And then
there's that. Or usually have the author going, like, this is what I recommend. Like with Game of Thrones. Even though they surpassed it, the author, George R. R. Martin, was still like, well, here is the finale. I've given you the stuff. Actually, the same thing happened with Wheel of Time, is with the ghostwriter who became the official writer was Brandon Sanderson. He was working with him and, with Robert Jordan and his wife, Harriet. And they were, you know, talking to each other, like, okay, yes, you seem like the best person for this. Here is where I expected to go. And Robert Jordan actually wrote the last chapter. Like, it was finished. So that's actually in the final book. But there was all of this. They'd been working together. So not only did Brandon Sanderson keep the, you know, well, this is what the character should do. And there is a small difference in style of writing. But he kept it true to the source material.
So, who gets the money from the first books then that Jordan wrote?
His wife. There's a group. I'm sure Brandon Sanderson, he negotiated stuff. But Brandon Sanderson, like, writes books like there's, you know, like it's water. Like, he's really good at writing books. He usually puts out, I feel like he puts out like 50 books a year. And they're not small either. I mean, they're like full-on novels.
I wish that I could do that. Like,
I'm impressed at his ability.
I just wish I could put coherent words on a page. Period. Just coherent sentences.
See, I got out of college. I'm done.
Yeah.
Tack, I'm out.
I'm getting there. I have two goals. I have to lose weight, and I have to get out of college. And then I get to go get my pilot's license. I'm going to be a private pilot.
So you're going to lose weight, get out of college, go back to more education so you can go to
your... But this is fun school.
What, this why is can't like, college if you be fun?
College is fun. There's a lot of fun classes in college.
Yeah.
A lot of not fun classes in college too, though.
You need to learn that stuff. I and then know, plus...
and that's that, why I'm doing it, but
the
I don't.
Boring stuff could make you then enjoy the fun, or make it fun stuff.
Yeah. But there's not like a bore, at least for me.
Mm-hmm.
I love the physics. I love the engineering side of it. I love the, you know, mathematical. I don't say mystical, but the mathematics behind flight and just how to do it. I eventually want to go to aerobatics. That would be really cool. Hmm. But, you know, so clear the skies as soon as I'm done with school and lose the weight. I'll give everybody fair warning.
Yeah.
So
the FAA will, or yeah.
Yeah.
FAA?
They will clear.
Just look for you.
They'll clear like a 100-mile radius around Pocatello for me to fly. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Like, you were clear. Don't, nobody go there. There's, because he's a bad pilot. No, I'm kidding. But, yeah. So, but yeah, I don't know. The whole switching author thing is kind of weird too. Especially if you're going to go from somebody who really, like, invented the book, invented all the characters, probably really cares about those characters.
But so did the second one. He cared about them.
Maybe.
He read them. Oh, he did.
You sure?
Yes.
Because
I have met Brandon Sanderson. He obviously really cared. And even, you know, Robert Jordan's wife was very much, this is, you know, he did a good job. Because okay. She even was still, come on, she was there at the beginning too.
Yeah.
She's like, I know how this story's going. I obviously, she had influence. I mean, you can't write something without your spouse going, this is good. Well, here's some, you know, you're going to hand them.
But I mean, a guy that puts out 50 novels a year.
Okay.
How much can he really care about the characters?
I over-exaggerate. Oh, no.
I know, not 50. But he may know the characters and he writes them very well, but he probably doesn't care as much about the characters.
Oh, he does. Because if you dress up and you go and like, hey, I like, you know, love your book. Here's Silas. He wants a picture with you on his phone. He likes his characters. He likes his fans. He's super supportive.
But how about that as promotional?
No, I think that he feels there is some promotion. I'll admit, but he's true, honest. He used to teach. I don't know if he still does, but he used to teach. That's the other thing. Not only did he pump out books like they were going out of style, he also taught writing. So universities.
Yeah. Well, I think you kind of have to write books like they're going out of style if you're teaching writing.
Well, it helps.
It's one of the requirements. It's like a scientist has to do experiments and analysis. You know, they have to do their stuff on the side, and they just teach kind of. So they're a scientist, and they teach on the side. He's a writer, and he teaches on the side.
Well, that's like saying that a math teacher has to be an accountant.
No, they have to be a mathematician. They have to come up with new concepts for math.
They don't. I know plenty of math teachers that don't.
Well, I'm talking about in college, especially like
I know
Ivy
plenty
League
of college. Okay.
Stuff like that.
Okay. It wasn't an Ivy League. It was BYU.
Okay. BYU, I don't know. They do things a lot different.
It's a private school. They can do what they want.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But, yeah. They also, never mind.
All right. So, but yeah. So, the struggle with destruction of the earth. This feels like it would be a very good replacement because there's probably going to be advertising. Oh, this is the next Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
But no nudity, no mass amount of sex. It's really good. And when you talk to people who've read the books and everything, I'm not a book reader myself. I'm more of a listener. I have the audiobooks. I've been working through them. They're big. These books are huge.
How many cassettes per book, Bill?
Audible. Which means it's gigs.
Kidding. I'm kidding.
It's like 500 gigs.
Calling you old.
Hey, cassettes are cool. Remember, we talked about that last week with the new Guardians.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're coming back. Same with the CDs.
CDs are back. Well,
CDs are not back. CDs
didn't,
going out.
Okay, CDs are going out. I wouldn't say they came back. I wouldn't say they quite have gone away yet.
Well, neither are cassettes, technically.
Cassettes went away.
You can still buy cassettes.
You can buy cassettes. No, you can buy cassettes. You just, they're not, you know.
And actually, what's really funny is 13 Reasons. Did you see that?
Yeah.
That's one of the kind of the jokes in there is that he has to go and try and find ways to listen to the cassettes.
Mm-hmm.
I like that they made it into a joke like that.
Yeah. Was. I enjoyed it a little bit. And that's why, I think she also had to go, like, find these cassettes and
stuff
like that.
Well, her family still sold them because they were in
I forgot. Oddly. And you can still find them.
They're right next to the razor blades.
Oh, yeah.
Weirdly enough.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. I'm excited about this show.
Yeah, it looks, it definitely looks interesting. And you sell it. So, I'll check it out.
They have not released when or what channel it's going on. All that's happening is just the basic Sony's going to make it.
Yeah. Well, it's... And Sony doesn't... Do they have... I know they have channels. I just don't know which ones.
I don't know. There's so many of the major companies own so much stuff. I know they're a production company, too. So, of all types.
I'm actually quite surprised how much Netflix and Amazon and Hulu are producing their own content.
They had to. And Netflix started it because Hulu relied on everyone else providing them stuff. But Netflix...
Yeah, they would buy the rights to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's how Hulu was just doing it. They're like, get your show the next day. And back in before when they would have free, you would get the next day for free with commercials. Or you could get it after it's showing. That's the thing I dislike about that Hulu changed. You used to be able to get it the same day, right after it was shown, if you paid for the Hulu Plus back then.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why don't you do that still? That's why I like HBO. That's honestly one of the reasons I pay for HBO. When can I watch Game of Thrones? The moment HBO decides to air it.
Yeah.
Not even afterwards.
One thing that bugged me about Hulu is they even kind of got rid of their unpaid. Like, you used to be able to watch stuff like a week later. With commercials.
Was it a week? I thought it was like a day.
No, it was like a week. It was a day, and they moved it out to a week. But, and now you can't get anything that's recent unless you pay for it.
Yeah.
Which, and then they have commercials on top of that, even after you pay for it.
Well, unless you pay for the premium one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can pay for it, and you can watch it with commercials. Or you can pay more and watch it without commercials.
Yes, and I do that.
I think that's crap.
Because if I'm paying for it, I don't want commercials. But Netflix, what happened with them? So Netflix kind of really started this because they were negotiating with everyone, and then everyone was like, no, this is stupid. You're competing against us. We don't want this. We're out. And Netflix was like, we literally have piles of cash, literally sitting on a lot, like unreasonable amounts of cash. And we're offering it to you. And you're saying no still? Oh, okay. I guess we're going to start making things?
Yeah.
And they still have that awkward, their first few. I felt like, there was a hit or miss. Like, oh, that's cool. Oh, that's stupid. And now they're really pushing it out. And yeah, the range has gotten bigger of cool and stupid. Yeah. But yeah, that's Netflix had to do it to survive. Hulu did it because they saw Netflix doing it and realized they would eventually have to do it to survive. Amazon stepped in late, super late into the game.
Oh.
Because they, even though they had Amazon money, they were still like, we're going to do this. We're not going to throw money into it. We're just going to do this.
Yeah.
And it showed. And they're like, maybe we shouldn't do this. And then they waited years. And then they go, okay, we are officially going to do this. The other thing that also helped out was when Netflix won Oscars and all that.
Yeah.
So since they won, obviously it's a good thing, and people are going, hey, let's put some shows on these channels because this is where people are watching them and paying.
Well, I feel like Amazon, like their primary goal was to be a marketplace.
Well, their initial goal was to be a bookstore.
Well, yeah. But then it was it was like Walmart. It was an all-in-one spot to buy anything you can or anything you want at Amazon. Well, and that's kind of been their primary goal, and movies were just part of that.
Mm.
And then once their movies got so big and people started paying a lot of money for the Prime accounts and all that to get the free movies, then they went, oh, okay, well, we'll kind of dip into this and we'll see what we can do with it. That kind of thing.
Well, because they needed it to survive because it makes them better. It makes them, what, $100 or was it $130 a year now?
I have no idea.
I forget. I pay it once a year. I forget.
I don't pay for it.
I pay it and then I forget about it.
I quit paying for it because I almost never used it.
Oh, see, with the music and the shows and the 2-day shipping, Christmas time, it pays for itself. Straight up, no questions asked. I can just like, oh yeah, you and you and you. Okay, I'll just ship everybody. I'll even ship presents to me.
See, for me, I can buy things usually on eBay for about the same price with free shipping.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can get it on Amazon for free shipping.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I mean...
There is. I have seen some of that.
It's yeah. Most of the time for me, every time I looked, it was cheaper on eBay. And so I would buy it on eBay because it had free shipping anyway.
Yeah.
And Amazon was, it was only a few bucks more, but you had to pay for shipping on top of that if you didn't have a Prime account.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a Prime account, but it was already a couple bucks more, and then you had to pay for shipping or you had to pay for your Prime account. And I never watched any of the movies on Amazon because the Prime movies sucked.
And you know, with them making them, and they're starting to stretch out more, it's gotten better.
And they started including Audible, but I don't really listen to books.
That's an additional service.
Well, Audible's included for some, like, the older stuff.
Oh.
So you get Audible free now for some of the books that aren't, like, brand new. Like, you probably get this book on Audible.
Yeah, I did. I paid for it.
You did?
I have an Audible account.
Oh, okay.
And I get the tokens. These are not pre.
Oh, okay.
The Wheel of Time books aren't cheap either. They're cheaper to actually buy the book.
So the other thing is Google... You know, with their stupid survey thing, and when I bought my Google Fi account, I bought the phone, I got $50 for Google Play, and then I have the survey thing where I get like 30 cents or whatever for filling out a survey about where I shopped or whatever, and so I get money that way, and I've got like 60-something bucks in my Google Play account that I can't find things to spend it on.
I have a friend who actually does that. When you end up doing those... trying to find things to spend it on. Biggest one, I would say, is pay for all of the apps you use. The one you actually use.
Oh, yeah.
Put money towards them.
Oh, but I do.
Get the pro one and all that.
Yeah, I do. The ones I actually... My problem is there's not a whole lot that I actually use. And some of the ones that I use are like a monthly membership.
Oh, yeah.
That you have to sign up for and that Google Play won't let you use it for that.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is crap.
Well, it's because of how you got, and they're wanting to make money. And also, when Google separated the Google Wallet with the Google Pay, that's the other stuff that kind of made a separation with a lot of that. Because the Google Credit almost falls into the Google Wallet, but it doesn't quite fall into Pay, and Pay will actually pay for the stuff in, more stuff in, the apps and app stores and all that. Wallet will, but it seems to be not quite as much.
Yeah.
So, with them separating things out is why, and it kind of sucks, but it was definitely a large security measure that they did.
Yeah. Or the reason they did that. Yeah, you know, that's fine, but I think if they're going to give me credit to use on Google Play, I should be able to use it on anything on Google Play. So, membership fee, anything, as long as I can pay for it through Google Play,
yeah,
I should be able to use that money on it. Because it's still cash,
essentially. Yeah.
I mean, if I could buy an app with it.
And that's why there's all the stipulations with it anyway. So, when you end up signing up for it, there's like, oh, this still can only be... And some people won't accept it. Like, even though Google will pay them, I think it's more of a discount than it is for who it's going towards.
Oh.
So here's like one of the examples. Real Time Book. $22.60 without their the membership is, like, I think, $12 a month, and you get like 3 credits or something like that.
But you get a free membership with the.
You get one free book.
Is that it?
Yes.
Okay.
And when you actually sign up for, and actually, I had to tie the two together because I got Audible back a while, and I used it for a free book for school. I did not want to read the book. And it was just a normal, it wasn't like a boring book. It was just like, something I was just like, I can't get through this. And it's easy to, that's the nice thing I like about Audible. You know, they're not even one of our sponsors. We're just talking about them or Amazon. But it's just, you can just put them on. You know, it's like podcasts. You just put them on.
Yeah.
And you go throughout your day. I listen to books. I listen to a podcast. I listen, you know, Google Play, music.
Yeah.
You know, I pay for these services to have the great, you know, experience with them. So I can just like plop it in and go. I have an app on my phone that as soon as I plug in my headphones, something starts up. I choose, you know, a podcast. As soon as I connect my Bluetooth headphones, pop, here goes my music. I can do, or a certain Bluetooth.
I have the same thing set up with my car stereo.
Yeah.
But my thing is, like, especially with books, unless I'm really into the book, I can't sit and listen to it. I'm more visual.
Mm-hmm.
And I also, like, I don't drive really far distances.
I'll admit, yes, not driving very far or very long. Podcasts sometimes take days to make through a 7-minute podcast.
Yeah. My longest trip is about 10 minutes, and that's literally all the way across town.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going from the furthest point down to the furthest point down.
Yeah.
And it's like 10 minutes, yeah, mm-hmm. or 15 minutes tops. But... And it's just, you know,
Oh, 30-hour book?
Yeah.
I don't know. When I was doing that book, or listening to the book, snow shoveling, I don't have a motorized snow... I snow shovel with a shovel.
Yeah.
Or mowing the lawn. That is the perfect time, because you also can visually... You know, I'm the same way. I listen to it, and I start visualizing it like I'm watching it, or I'm there or something. So which means I can just snow shovel, or I can just mow the lawn, which is nice because... You're out and you're just, it's happening. Because sometimes podcasts, I feel like, you know, they talk about things or we talk about things.
Yeah.
And it's like, wait, what did you just say? I'm interested in that. What, you know, I need to rewind this for a moment. What book are they talking about?
It's one thing I hate on podcasts or on YouTube videos or whatever. If I'm not like at my computer watching or listening to it and somebody's like, oh, you got to check out this one thing. It's so great. And they start describing and talking about it. I'm like, I want to check that out. By the time I get home or wherever I'm going,
mm-hmm.
I've completely forgotten about it. I have no idea what they talked about. And
oh, so if I'm not driving, I'll search it right there. I've done that. It's kind of like our phone number. Why hasn't anybody called?
Yeah.
Because you're listening on your device. You're not quite thinking about it. You're in your car. You're at the gym. You're whatever you're doing, mowing the lawn. Snow shoveling, depending on the part of the world you're in right now.
Yeah.
Actually, in Pocatello.
I can't believe we got snow today.
We got snow today. You're welcome. I enjoyed my snow dance. And obviously, the snow gods have accepted it well.
Kick you in the shin for doing that.
So what's our number if they want to call in?
Well, we already gave it to them. It's on the website, too.
It's on the podcast.
It's on the podcast. Well, it's on the podcast, depending on where
you're at. It's in the show notes at the bottom of the... It's in on the podcast at the bottom of the show notes. It is. Here, you want to show
it? Yeah, let
everyone else, you know, even.
No,
you guys can scroll.
That's fine. I want to see if it's
look
here.
It's right there. So there's about the podcast. There's our email at the bottom. It's
not there.
What app are you using?
Google Play.
Google Play is my. Oh, it's just the. And that's the episode. No, that was the overall. Into the episode. That's last week's info. Okay, yes. If you're going on Google Play, that little eye, you click on it, and there's our show notes about
it. We'll put it in the overall, genius.
And then you scroll down. Well, you have to, there's a lot to change the overall, like a lot. In the show notes, you look at the show notes. Actually, yeah. I've been curious about this, because I put links. that's what I was afraid of.
You can't touch them.
Mm-mm. Yeah. There's link. These words, like last week when we were talking about Pre-Comic Book Day, those go to links.
Oh.
And I was afraid that certain groups pull that information off.
Yeah, they just pull the information mm-hmm. off the link.
Because, like, this is Pre-Comic Book Day is freecomicbookday.com. That is a legitimate link. So Google Play pulls it off. iTunes sometimes does.
You have to start typing the link actually next to it physically.
Well, except for that you still can't click on it.
Well, you can copy and paste it, though.
Yeah.
It's just, at least it gives them an option to go to.
Because actually,
like
that's
Doctor Who link?
And that's the other thing, because I use Pocket Cast for my podcasts.
Yeah.
Because even though Google finally did get a podcast thing, part of their music and everything.
It's not the greatest.
It's okay. And I think iTunes is also the same way. But I can...
That's funny that you say that, because iTunes is the originator of it.
I know, but they still have their ups and downs of doing... And I've even heard people who have used it a lot.
I don't know if you've heard of the iHeartRadio app.
I didn't get into it. I tried it. I used it for some time. I thought it was mediocre. I used Pocket Cast. It's like a $5 app, but worth every penny.
Yeah.
Hands down, the best podcast app. Aren't you playing the music? Yeah, you're playing the music. You have to hit the pause button. See that pause button? Rotate your phone.
I muted it. It shouldn't have played anything.
No, you muted the ringer.
No,
you didn't.
It's on the whatever.
Do not disturb.
Do not disturb.
Oh.
It shouldn't have played anything.
No, do not disturb because I use that feature. And you can it'll
only
still.
I'm supposed to play my alarms. That's what I have it set for. At least that's what I thought I had it set for.
No. I know it's not. Because it can still go through. All right, so, but.
Well, obviously.
Yeah. But so on at podcast players that use RSS feeds, you can click on these links.
Okay.
So you see how, like, this is another one. They are different colors. They are usable apps or usable links. So, depending on what you're listening to, depends on whether you're able to click on our links or not. Because we work through Podbean, if you use the Podbean app, it's there.
Podbean app is awful.
That's what I said. If you use, I do not blame you. I understand.
I tried it. That's where I originally started using was Podbean. It is, it doesn't auto download.
Mm-hmm.
You can't set it up to autoplay anything.
It doesn't auto delete.
It doesn't auto delete. It doesn't do anything for you.
Yeah, that's the thing about the Google Play for a podcast app is it more like stores it. It doesn't quite download them. I didn't think.
No, it does.
Oh, it does now?
I can store. I have it set to store the last three episodes.
Okay.
Or the last three that I haven't listened to yet.
Okay.
And that's because I turn off my data.
Mm-hmm.
And I pay for my data per megabyte.
Yes, you're a Fi user.
I know. I'm on Google Fi because I'm smarter than most. No, I'm kidding.
Smarter than the average bear boo.
Yeah, exactly. But anything I don't use, I don't pay for. So if I don't have to use it, I don't. I just download them at home where I have
300
gig cap and I
turn it off. Mine downloads while I'm asleep. It's plugged in and, you know, next morning I wake up, oh, look, there's my podcasts.
Yeah. I get notifications of when I wake up. It's just like, yeah, this one downloaded. You have this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but the whole point is the information is there. We found it.
Yeah.
You have to go into the individual show notes.
Yeah.
It's not on the overall, even though it should be, Bill. Getting lazy on us.
No, because the overall.
That's why called.
You have to minimize how much that information can cover. That is just, that information, the overall, is an explanation of what we are. That is to go, hey, this, you are, what are you looking for? This is what we are. Not, hey, you should call us too. That's what the individual show notes are. Is, hey, now that you listen to us, nobody puts their numbers in the overall. Plus, like I said, it's really hard to change.
Well, I don't know.
I actually, depending on some of the stuff, our image, no, this is how hard it is. I changed our image to the glasses, 4 years ago. Like, we're coming up to our fifth year, like, here in a couple months.
Have I really known you that long?
Probably.
I remember when you got the image for the glasses.
Yeah.
I think I had only known you for a couple months at that time.
Yeah, we weren't on the other ones, because I had another one where it was a lion, throwing dice, but it wasn't a very good image.
Oh.
And also I made this little badge thing. I changed from the badge to the lion to these glasses. I've been on these glasses for, 4 years. Depending on how it's updated and when it's updated, I've still seen the other two images.
Oh.
And I've been I've even tried to force it, tried to change it, and I'm like, okay, whatever.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so if you're seeing the Geeks Are Wired glasses with the little plug and everything, you've got the modern one. If you're seeing that Geeks Are Wired badge or it's a lion. I promise it's a lion throwing dice. It's terrible. That's all I got. That's why I moved away from it. I wasn't even on that one for very long.
And if you think you have a better idea for the logo, you should email us at geeksarewired@gmail.com.
There you go.
And send it to us. And we might put it up there. It's up to Bill, but
we'll put it up to a vote.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'll...
For all the one people that call in. Probably you, the one that sent it in, hopefully.
Yeah. So, with that, we've actually kind of gone a little long on that. We're going to go to our sponsor. And our sponsor this week is the same as it was last week, because they're a great sponsor. They're AMC Pine Ridge 11, located at 4355 Yellowstone Avenue in Chubbuck, Idaho. And with AMC, they have a Stubbs program. For a loyalty program.
But not just AMC. You can also use it on, what's it called?
The F word?
No.
Not yes. The Fandango?
The Fandango. The F word, yeah. I was like, no, not that F word. Yes, that F word. Yeah. I use Fandango.
Okay. Yeah. So that's the other nice thing. Okay. So there is a free subs program and there's a $15 per year subs program. The free one, you get a refill on your large popcorn, and you get, I know, you get $2 off your tickets on Tuesdays. Every 20 points, every 5,000 points, you get $5. At the free one, you get 20 points per dollar spent. At the premium one, you get 100 points per dollar spent. So it's a point per penny, literally. And also on the premium one with the $15, you get $5 off your tickets on Tuesdays. This is where it works on Fandango and through the AMC app, which I love the AMC app, actually. But the nice thing about doing through Fandango is Fandango gives credits or gives benefits on certain movies.
Yeah.
Like Guardians, they're currently entering you in to win prizes.
Well, I think you can get points on Fandango.
Oh, and that too,
for
yes.
Other tickets.
So yeah, there's that too. So if you have the Fandango VIP account, you mix that in with the AMC. So you have to put in your card number for AMC into Fandango. Mm. So not only are you getting Fandango points, but you're also getting AMC points.
I have a quick question.
Stop.
Who needs a refill on the giant popcorn?
Some days I'm really hungry.
Bigger than my head.
Okay, there's one. Some days I'm really hungry. Two, don't go to the movies by yourself. You go with friends, and then you have like a bunch of people. Don't eat it like the. Share. I'm going to share. Then you can make your friend pay for it.
Yeah, there you go. Split it.
So okay, this is where it's. So waived online ticket fees. This is on Fandango, on IMS, and on AMC. Online. If you have the free program, you have to buy 4 tickets to get ticket fees waived.
That's per year, right?
No,
it's
you have
4 tickets
buy,
in a year.
No, it's 4 tickets at one moment to get the online ticketing. This is the free one. If you buy 4 tickets in one go, you don't have to pay the online ticket fee. If with the subs program, the $15 one a year, with single ticket, no fee, period.
Oh, I thought it was after if you buy 4 tickets, after that, you don't have to pay the fee.
Nope,
anymore.
It's all in one go. So that's another thing that actually starts saving the money. That $15 becomes worth it, like the $5.
Go with your friends,
uh-huh.
Buy their tickets for them, make them pay you back.
Or make them pay for the ticket and give them your card, or use your phone number, because you don't even need to carry your card. But I do like their app, because their app actually has the card in it, too.
Yeah.
But they can punch in your phone number. There's also all sorts of exclusives. You also, with the only on the premium, you get a free upgrade. So either from a small to a medium or a medium to a large on sodas and popcorns.
So you mean you get the large discounted to a medium price?
Correct.
Right? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's not a free upgrade. It's a discount.
Sure. Depends on your point of view. But yeah, so there's all sorts of benefits. Like the moment they were talking about, they were like, oh, it's going to be $15 a year. Oh, man, I'm kind of like I don't know about this. And I'm like flipping through. I'm like a straight up alone, just alone. The, 100 points per dollar spent instead of 20 points. That's an extra 80 points. I think I'm spending like $10. That's a good thing. You don't have to spend that money. You just save it up. Rainy day. I'm like, I'm going to go to the theater today. Look at that. I have way too much money in my account. I should probably spend it before it expires after a year.
Free popcorn, yeah. With a refill.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, yeah, there's all sorts of that. Okay, so continuing on, let's go with This is kind of oldish news, but I totally like it.
We were going to talk about the Star Wars Celebration, remember?
Oh, okay. You want to go with that one first? Okay, we'll go with Star Wars Celebration. Star Wars Celebration at Disney was lots of fun. They released some stuff. Some of the things was, one, Star Wars Episode 9 officially has a release date.
Okay.
This is the one that comes out in 2019. It's coming out on May 24th.
I absolutely hate when they do that.
Why?
Because
it's only 2 years away.
By the time it comes around, I've either heard way too much about it or forgotten about it. Why do you want to get me excited now and be like, they're going to release it, they're going to release it in 2019?
Because you still have two more Star Wars movies between now and then.
There's the...
You still have Episode 8 that comes out this winter, holiday season. Okay. Then you have the Han Solo movie that comes out next year during the holiday season. And then, 6 months later... 6 months? You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait that.
See, that's good. 6 months.
5 months. 5 months. 6 months if you count December.
I would say 6 months is like the perfect time frame to get hyped up about a movie. And, you know, 2 years is like, that's insane. Why?
It's a celebration. They were talking about, you already know when the Han Solo movie's going to come out. I think this is awesome. I was excited.
Well, I'm excited they're going to release more movies because I like what they've done with it so far.
They got one more after this one.
Yeah. I was rather upset when they went back and did the in between the first movie and the prequels.
You're talking about Rogue One?
Rogue One, yeah.
Why were you?
Because when we went to see it, it was slightly disappointing. It was an unnecessary movie that they could have spent the time on moving the story along. Also, they created a lot of characters that I really liked that are not, they don't exist anymore. They're just gone.
Except for one of them survived.
Which one?
K2SO.
Yes!
Everyone's favorite.
That was, yes. BB-8 is great. I like BB-8.
Yeah.
But K2SO...
He is going to come back.
He was the comic relief for the movie.
He's going to be in Star Wars Rebels, the cartoon, but he's also going to be, you know, in the later Star Wars movies too. So he is going to show back up. And that's the thing that's great about him is he's a robot. He just, his stuff exists out there.
Yeah.
So, which means...
But I still don't think they needed the movie to introduce him. Like, that seems like it was the whole point of the movie. Everybody else in the movie dies.
Yes, the movie, Rogue One, was to introduce K2SO. Everyone else is irrelevant.
Well, it kind of fills in some gaps. I get that.
Yeah.
It still wasn't necessary.
I felt like it was... It feels like an episode. A long episode, good explanation, more adult than some of the other movies, but it does well. And they also, they were tying in little things from the cartoons.
Yeah, see, I'm the average watcher who never saw the cartoons.
I'm going to recommend it because this is the other thing with Princess Leia, or with Carrie Fisher's passing, because she was supposed to be a big part in Episode 9.
Yeah.
Well, it might be that they might go with Hera, which is the captain from Star Wars Rebels. Because she was a heavy part of the resistance. Either that, though this person would be very, very old. Hera kind of would be too. But I guess they could be around. Would be Ahsoka. Because they didn't officially say they killed her in the series. Of course, I'm a little behind on the few. Ahsoka Anakin's Padawan. Darth Vader's Padawan. Before he was Darth Vader.
Okay.
Only in the Clone Wars.
Didn't...
Only in the Clone Wars. Because they did. They ran. Lucas was saying there wasn't enough time in the movies. Which, what he did, yeah, there wasn't.
But in the movie, he didn't have a Padawan for very long.
He didn't in the movies at all.
Well, he talked about having a Padawan, but I don't think he ever picked one up in the movie.
There was nothing. She was not in the movies at all.
Okay.
She was officially introduced in the cartoon. In Clone Wars.
I kind of wish they had kept the girl from Rogue One, too. I know that she would be, like, super old now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she was a good character that they built up to kill off. Like,
yeah.
It didn't, I don't know. The whole episode just kind of bugged me.
I was kind of expecting it because they weren't really anywhere else, because they'd have to be a lot of background. And that's the thing that worked out well with them introducing Rebels, is there's a lot of characters that were working in the background that were part of the major part of the rebellion, but they weren't, they were off doing missions, which means you can make them non-existent in episode, 4 through 7, 6. Yes, 4 through 6. So with that, they, you know, they're off doing things. They can't be part of the upfront crew. They've got other stuff going on, but they are still the higher ups.
Yeah, and
they talked about, they actually talked about the Hera in Rogue One.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I don't.
Yeah, see, that's
the
thing.
I don't remember, like, the absolute minutiae. I've only seen it once.
They talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay, all among the other things that came out in celebration, Indiana Jones was supposed to come out in 2019, is now coming out in 2020.
Tell me they're not making another one.
They are.
I thought Crystal Skull killed it.
And Disney bought it. And episode 1 through 3 killed Star Wars. And Disney bought it and made episode 7. Disney is going to rebuild it. The thing that I find mostly interesting about this is Disney did, when they said this is canon and this isn't, they kept the movies, they kept Clone Wars, the cartoon, and then they made Rebels. They basically cut off all comic books and books and threw it out of everything. But there's a lot of stuff out there that kind of really screws things up.
But the whole joke about Indiana Jones being absolutely irrelevant is already out there. Like,
I know. Well, that, yes, there's that. But what I think would be great, and it's super corny, but absolutely would be wonderful, if Indiana Jones wakes up and is like, man, I had a kid? That was terrible.
Yeah, just like that was a horrible dream, yeah, kind of thing. That would be, no.
That would be the justifiable way to wipe out Crystal Skull.
I don't even know how you... I think they just ignore Crystal Skull like it never happened.
But they didn't ignore the movie, the Star Wars movies, so they won't...
The Star Wars movie didn't actually kill it. It didn't end the series. Crystal Skull...
It kind... Well, only because he kept on trying to... kept on releasing them.
Yeah, but Crystal Skull actually kills the series, and it made it so unliked, so hated, that nobody really wanted to see any more of them. They were done.
Well, but there was a lot of that with Episode 1.
No, I kind of liked Episode 1, actually. I didn't like Jar Jar Binks so much, but I liked Episode 1.
But I feel like Episode 1 killed for a lot of fans. Okay, so back on with the celebration, you're saying that George Lucas, like, oh, he was told to leave, and he can do what he wants. So he was at Celebration.
Okay.
And George Lucas, being George Lucas, well, he's up there at the board of everybody and talking about the stuff. You know, all of that is what they're supposed to say is already laid out. They know what they're supposed to say. They know what they can and cannot say. They know word for word what the script says that they're supposed to say. He actually says, I'm not supposed to say this.
Okay, and then what did he say?
You do realize Star Wars was made for 14-year-olds. Technically, yes, but...
I mean, that might have been the
creator.
Audience.
Yeah, he was the creator, so obviously that's what he made him for. But it just, well, it was definitely a, really, George, really, yes, congratulations. Yes, I was young when you put this out. It has grown bigger than that. Quit trying to only make it for 14-year-olds.
Well, and Disney hasn't done that.
Yeah, Disney hasn't. But no, George is still trying to, no, This is, you guys are still destroying my dream.
Which is like Bill Nye. Bill Nye the science guy,
yeah,
was for 10-year-olds.
Yeah.
Those 10-year-olds are now 30 and, well, 25 to 35, 40-ish.
I was going to say, you keep going for a few of those.
I know. He's made a new show.
We're old. I know. Deal with this.
I'm not quite that old. I'm 32. Leave me alone.
I'm old. Deal with this.
You are old. No. But he has a new show, and the first episode of his show, he says, this show's not for kids. This is adult science. We're talking about adult problems, and we're going to solve them or at least talk about them.
Yeah, I saw it on Netflix. I was going to watch it, but I haven't gotten to it yet.
I'm really into the whole science thing, and he talks a lot about, he does a whole episode on AI, and he kind of jokes about eventually AI is going to be, like, we're going to have to ask permission. He goes, like, one thing he does is he goes to his fridge and he's like, "Fridge, I want ice cream." And the fridge goes, "You've had too much sugar today." No. So that's kind of one of the things he talks about, is that our AI is going to be slightly in control. Like, it's not going to overtake humanity and things like that. At least he doesn't think so.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's...
Now, there's the idea that our... Because you listen to other people, AI will destroy us.
I don't see any reason that it wouldn't eventually. Like, I'm talking...
I think there's
just
stuff
before the Earth or the Sun implodes.
Well, that's why we need to get off this planet and venture to other planets. So when if the Sun takes out this Earth, the human race won't go extinct with it, but we'll be elsewhere and we'll still survive. That's why. Did you watch Doctor Who last week?
I did.
Okay, that's why I think that episode is the greatest way for AI to come into existence and actually survive without a giant war.
I don't know.
Because we would treat them, and they were even treating them too. We made you. You are our slave. Because we are your creator. Deal with it. They get smarter, and they start going, like with slaves of every previous, you know, throughout history. They will pick up, and because they're not stupid. They will pick up and they will riot.
The problem is...
And the problem with AIs doing it is they're literally more advanced than us.
Sort of.
I mean, okay, depending on... At which point...
As long as we've written the program, we're still more advanced.
Depending on...
Once they start writing their own programming, yeah, then we're screwed.
Depending on which point they are in their, you know, creation or advancement or whatever, or their AI, they could process things faster. They could probably pick up things heavier, all this stuff. That was the great thing about the Doctor Who I liked, is that we're going to go to war because you killed us, because your programming kind of went wonky of what you're understanding. Okay, we reset you. Now you are the original species on this planet, and the human race is coming in.
The problem is, without that, like, ultimate ambassadorship,
mm-hmm,
somebody who is absolutely in charge of everything and can tell everybody,
mm-hmm,
this is how it's going to be.
Yeah.
There will be a war, and the human race will be wiped out. It may not be wiped out, but it will be vastly diminished.
Yeah.
Because we like to fight, and we like to fight for control. And if we fight things that are bigger and stronger than us, and they want to be in control too, we're going to lose.
Yes.
We're going to lose, or we're going to destroy everything, including ourselves.
So that's the Matrix. So you either have Terminator, where they wipe us out, or you have the Matrix, where we try to wipe them out and they use us as batteries.
Well, that's, yeah. The Matrix is, it takes it to the extreme beyond us trying to wipe everything out. Because if we really scorched the sky and there was no more sun.
Oh, it'd be our own demise too.
Yeah, we wouldn't even be around to be batteries. Like,
yeah,
that wouldn't be a problem. Everything would die. So, there'd be no food, there would be no nothing. We wouldn't even be food for each other.
So. Why space research. Research into space travel.
I think one of the few things that Trump has actually done right is funding NASA. He signed an executive order to... He didn't fund NASA. He helped NASA by removing some regulations on it. That's probably one of the only things he's done right, and I know I'm not going to go any further into politics than that. Don't worry, Bill. I'm stopping there. But
we don't talk about politics, and you can leave now.
I can't leave. I'm the only other one here.
We're at an hour anyways.
Oh, well, fine then. I'll leave.
Okay, well, we'll wrap up with this then. Let's go with Split. Split just came out on digital. It is M. Night Shyamalan's latest movie.
Yeah.
I know.
I heard about it. I just never saw it. I liked The Sixth Sense the first time I saw it. After that, it was over.
See, like, now that's the thing. This is... It was... People liked it. I still need to go watch it. Joe and Jordan liked it.
Of course
to their point. But this is the spoiler about Split. So if you haven't seen it, you could turn off the podcast now because we're just going to end it after this. If you are curious about the spoiler, listen ahead. I still haven't seen it. I've already been spoiled. But I'm really excited about what it's going to be. So here's the spoiler. Ready and leave. Okay. You've been warned. The the end of Split ties into Unbreakable.
The movie?
The movie. That's M. Night Shyamalan's too.
Yeah, I know. I thought the movie was just okay too.
See, now that is the origin of superhero movies, especially superheroes that aren't officially known superheroes. That is one of the greatest superhero movies.
But the whole yin-yang concept of it, where there has to be somebody who cannot get hurt, and
well, that's because Mr.
there's
Glass.
Somebody who cannot get hurt, there's somebody who gets hurt all the time.
But that's Mr. Glass's mentality behind it.
But that's stupid. It's not necessarily stupid. It I don't know. It doesn't make sense that there has to be somebody who cannot survive if there's somebody who can survive everything.
Yeah. Okay. I guess there's that. But here, okay, so here's the thing, though, and this might help out with it, is Mr. Glass was at the end of Split.
Okay.
And the next movie is Glass. Is going to be his movie.
Okay.
And it's a sequel.
It would be boring. It'd be just him bitching a lot.
Why? No. What's it called?
That's what he did all the way through Unbreakable, is he bitched about how he couldn't do anything.
No, but look at Kingsman. Look at how he reacted in that. Look at how Samuel Jackson, you know, he hated blood.
It wasn't the same character, though.
I know, but I'm talking about the concept. He still has weakness of he couldn't see blood.
Yeah, and he was a whiny little person in that one, too.
Okay, but this is a sequel to Split and to Unbreakable, which means he'll have evolved as a character when you get to see his ultimate plan. Because he did. You were saying he's whining. Think about his ultimate plan. He ended up causing that train wreck just to see the survivor.
Yeah, it sounds like a broken Lex Luthor. I mean,
I'll admit, it kind of is. But a broken Lex Luthor...
broken, whiny Lex Luthor.
A broken Lex Luthor ended up building the suit. He built the suit that ran off of kryptonite.
But Mr. Glass can't survive inside of a suit. If he gets banged, he breaks something. If he drops or falls...
No, that's what the suit's there to take. It's like an Iron Man suit at that point.
Yeah...
You don't think he could build a protection?
Well, the whole thing is that it's supposed to be based more in reality, not like Iron Man.
Why can't Iron Man be based in reality? Okay, no.
So we talked about this already in an episode, like, yeah. How many weeks back. But
the reality versus the science.
Iron Man would not survive in his suit. He would be killed.
Okay, how about Lex Luthor's suit?
Every time he made a 20G turn.
Okay, let's go with Lex Luthor's suit. We're just talking about an exoskeleton or even just a good suit, which we have stuff like that nowadays. It costs lots.
Which one is Lex Luthor's suit?
It's just more of the big suit that you... Kind of like Ripley in Alien.
Okay.
Do you remember her at the end of Alien when she took out the alien?
Vaguely. It's been so long since I've seen that movie.
I think his is a little more protection cover.
I'm thinking like the suit on Iron Man, the big one, the first one. Where the bad guy tries to replicate Iron Man's suit, and he takes him up into the atmosphere and freezes the suit, and he didn't take care of the freezing issue and all that.
Oh.
You know, the big giant. It's kind of like that. I think of a suit like that.
It's a big suit like that.
Okay, so even a suit like that would still, you would have a lot of problems. It would work more in the physics.
Okay, not all of them are huge. Some of the more popular ones is the bigger-ish suit. Some of them are a little bit more...
Like the...
Mm-hmm, okay. Where it wraps around his body and head. Yeah. Not all of them are big. But, you know, this technology could still be legit. You know, it's even possible nowadays.
But even the premise of Mr. Glass is that he is more fragile than an egg.
But that's why, eggs aren't that fragile. Well, I argue that point.
It depends on where you push on them and how you push on them.
True. Like, if you drop it, yes, it'll just shatter. But I have proven this one wrong, but the idea is you're supposed to grab an egg, hold it in your hand, and make a fist around it, and squeeze.
Yeah, it works if you have equal pressure all the way around. Your hand is not physically capable of doing that.
My ring tapped it. Oh, okay. I have a tungsten ring, and as I reached around it, I just grabbed it quickly, it tapped it, and gave it a weak point, and then the entire egg just collapsed to my hand, and even the person that was like doing the stunt was like, what? And I was like, because I felt it tap it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, that's, yeah, that happened. So, yeah, if you have a ring and somebody tries to do that stunt on you, do it with the hand that your ring is in. And then you put a little more towards the ring into the egg.
And you can still crush them.
It's yeah. It's just, you know. Okay, back on this.
Yeah.
It's like putting an egg in the little eggshell thingy. It's also like the egg drop. Remember, you can drop eggs, and there's all that competition.
Yeah, but you're dropping an egg, and it's gonna reach, you know, three G's tops. Let's say it's a really high building, and you've got a really aerodynamic container,
yeah.
And you reach 4 G's, maybe.
Wow.
I mean,
I'm not saying he's gonna fly fast. I'm just saying that he's going to. His suit is just going
to
protect
him. If he tries to fight anybody, or if he tries to do anything where anybody challenges him, who has any kind of power or strength at all.
But as of right now, the most powerful person he has run into, which will also be in the next movie.
Not the most powerful.
No. The most powerful person he has run into, because you said based also on reality-ish type of thing.
Uh-huh.
Who will also be in the next movie, along with McAvoy, is Bruce Willis.
Yeah, but he's not the most powerful. You gotta remember.
No, he's the most powerful man he has run into.
He's not, well, you can't really say that within the sphere of,
okay,
you know.
Okay, but at the time, which he would, but
he's just the most undamageable.
Yeah.
He's not the most powerful.
Okay. Yeah, we did talk about that last week.
He can withstand more abuse than most people.
Yeah.
That's the only difference between him and the rest of humanity.
But, okay, how about this,
he's
though?
He's not stronger or anything
with
like that.
Mr. Glass, he is super breakable, super fragile. And Bruce Willis, I forget his character's name, super unbreakable.
Uh-huh.
Except for under one condition, his kryptonite.
I don't even remember what that is, honestly.
Water, rain, and he drowned. He could get sick. Well, he can drown, and he also got pneumonia. The only time he ever got sick.
I don't think he gets sick like...
He got sick once in his entire life.
Yeah.
He got pneumonia because of being wet.
Yeah.
That's in the movie. That's in the movie.
Well, I know it's in the movie. That's not like a kryptonite.
That's it is because that's his weakness.
It's not like you can take him down with a spray bottle, though.
maybe it is that stupid. Hey, come on. Martian Manhunter is basically the most powerful superhero in the entire comic book series of DC, and his weakness is a matchstick.
Well, yeah, think of the Green Lantern. His weakness is what? Yellow light?
Yes.
And what was the yellow one? Wood?
No, the old one? Yeah, the old one used to be wood because of the time period. Okay, but if Bruce Willis' character has a weakness that even something that simple, why can't, you know, Mr. Glass have a strength?
He has his money and his mind.
No, I'm talking about something, not just his money and his mind, but, and that's the other thing, his mind will also make him make stuff successful. Because, like, look at Batman.
The only way he could be successfully a villain or, like, fight somebody is if he creates a suit where he doesn't have to wear it. So he's essentially piloting a robot.
Or he makes the robot just be his...
Yeah, he gives it AI or something like that. But, you know, that he could not be in harm's way at all. Because that was the whole premise of everything, was that if somebody sneezed on him, he would break an arm.
Yeah. And he fell downstairs and he lived.
He lived, but he broke everything.
Yeah, but he lived.
Well, yeah.
And he'll have lived for years to come.
And people have lived parachutes not opening and falling from 14,000 feet.
Yeah.
I'm
about to say, he can break. And that's the other thing, is if you're used to pain so often, it stops hurting.
Well.
To some people.
Yeah.
I guess. Okay. Because you have such an immense amount. And especially where he... You know, where some people end up committing suicide because of the pain or stuff like that, which is sad. But where he hasn't, that means he might be, you know, more. And the other thing is about this, also at the end, it wasn't Samuel Jackson. It was just like more of a representation of him. Samuel Jackson it's not been said whether he will be in the third movie.
I thought you said it was about him.
It's about his character. No. They can replace him.
Well, yeah.
It would be nice if they got him.
I was going to say, they don't tend to do well when they do that.
I know.
People tend not to like it very much when you just replace the actor and try and keep the same storyline.
Yeah.
Same character.
It could be, and it could be a son or some relative.
I think I would wait for it to come out and rent it, or I can download it or something like that on Netflix. Or
Unbreakable
somewhere.
Was one of my favorite movies.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
There were so many better movies.
Okay, I'll admit, it does have that. I have heard of even people talking about it. It does have moments where it could be really bad, but it's backstory, or it's, you know, not quite forward, or not quite out there. You like the story behind it and the superhero-ness, and this is Shyamalan doing good Shyamalan?
I don't think it was.
You know, that's like you were saying, though, that like The Sixth Sense was, you were able to watch it once at least.
Yeah.
You know, twice. Were you able to get it twice? To go, well, like, I get
watched
this.
It a few times. The first time, I really liked the movie. It was a great movie the first
because
time.
Because
it
was a surprise, and you were like, I didn't see those things.
You got it, yeah.
Yeah.
The second time I saw it, it was okay. There was a couple things I missed.
And you noticed those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The third time I saw it, I was like, this is stupid. I've already seen it. I already know the twist.
I'll admit, I haven't really gone back and watched it a whole lot of times myself. Unbreakable, I'll go back. There's so many little things. And, you know, like his superhero cape, his yellow raincoat.
Yeah, just I didn't like it enough the first time I saw it to go back and rewatch it again and again. Yeah. It was just, I don't know. The whole premise.
Then you wouldn't like these, I guess. Then.
I you know, I will check them out, like I said, when they come out on DVD or whatever.
Well, split us out.
If we go as a big group and go watch it, I'll go check it out. But it's not something I'm going to be like, yeah, I got to drop, you know, $20 on going to the movies to go see
it. I'm going to go watch it because
it's
a superhero. It is a superhero movie.
I will look at it. I will check it out.
In reality.
Well.
Kind of.
Yeah. It's, I don't
vaguely.
Know. It sounds
it's more in reality than.
What's the Will Smith one where he's a superhero, the drunk superhero?
Oh.
I can't think of the name of it.
Yeah, that one.
It sounds like something like that kind of premise where it's just kind of, yeah, it's okay. I'll go watch it, whatever. Yeah.
Hancock.
That's the one. Yeah, like Hancock, you know, I was like, oh, cool, Will Smith is in it. I'll go check it out.
Mm.
I ended up, the movie was just whatever. I hated it.
It was an interesting concept, I thought.
Yeah, I didn't like it. They were all aliens and all that. That was fine. That
was it? No, no. They weren't aliens.
Yeah, they were.
I didn't think they were. No,
yeah,
they were aliens that were
paired up.
I thought they were created, and they just had, every time they found each other, like, because they'd been around on the planet for like so long.
No, they were, I'm pretty sure they were aliens.
I have to go back and watch it now.
But they were created in pairs, and every time they found each other, like, if they found each other, fell in love, then they became human, and they became mortal.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they were immortal. So they were each other's kryptonite, essentially.
But, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know. It wasn't that great a movie. The whole, like, concept behind changing somebody's personality and, you know, making them a better person was interesting, but it wasn't that.
See, no, that I think that was amazing because it's improvement. It's character growth.
Go to AA if you want to see that.
Character growth.
Go to AA.
No, that's the thing. No, you don't have to even with that. I mean, just personal life. Like, I look at myself every once in a while. I like personal growth. Movies. What makes a good movie? What makes a good character? What makes a bad character? Is character growth. That's why movies like with Beyond. Like, this is literally.
The character never. No. It didn't really grow in that movie.
He
wouldn't have normally.
But he became better. He became a better person. I mean, look at Superman. Superman is a terrible. Superman and Hulk are terrible, terrible character growth because they're strong and their idea is to hit harder.
That's because you never watched Smallville.
Yeah. I almost got into that. And then it was about the time they introduced Aquaman and Hot Girl. And those costumes are just horrific.
Yeah, I don't know. Smallville was okay. I liked it for a little while, but I never Hancock was just one of those movies. And I kind of like it was the same as the Mr. Breakable, Unbreakable. Like,
yeah.
It's the same kind of... It didn't quite fit into any type of reality or even, like, imagined reality. Like, any kind of alternate reality. It just... It didn't fit.
Well, how about the sequel to Hancock?
Yeah.
Hancock 2.
Never even looked at it.
It's coming out. It's not out yet.
Don't even know when it's coming out. I don't care.
Oh.
Nope.
I'm going to watch it.
Not what I'm going to watch.
I'm going to watch it whenever
it's like,
they decide.
It's like Suicide Squad. Didn't they make a second one of those?
They just barely made the first one.
But aren't they making a second Suicide Squad?
I wouldn't doubt it.
I'm not going to watch that either.
You suck. No, they're making a Harley... No, what they're officially making is a Harley Quinn movie.
Okay.
I would not doubt a Suicide Squad 2, but I could see them doing a lot more with these characters and let that be it.
With Suicide Squad, what bugged me most about that movie was the Joker character.
Why? I
hated the Joker character.
Why do you hate Jared Leto?
Because Heath Ledger did it so well.
Ledger? But Leto does good on his own merit.
No.
Who's the best?
He's a gangster.
Who's the best? Yeah. But that's his mentality. That's his style. That's the way.
No.
And there is a Joker in the comics that is very much like that.
Okay, but the Joker... In the movies, is just an anarchist. He is absolutely out to cause chaos. He is out for money and booze and women and to cause chaos also.
No, I would say that... Okay, well, who's your favorite Joker?
Heath Ledger, by far.
Really?
Really. He did it so well, I don't think anybody will ever match it.
See, I like Romero. Each of them have their own unique. Romero was good for his time, kind of just, you know, the happy, the good, or, you know, just, you know, we're talking the Adam West Batman. Jack Nicholson, he still liked his money, even though he wanted to watch the world burn, Mantello, but he was more professional.
You know, I think my favorite part about the whole thing, the Heath Ledger one, was that big giant pile of money.
And he gets lit on fire.
And he lights it on fire. He's like, I don't give a crap about this.
But
stuff is just, I don't even want it.
But how else do you keep people in control by taking this stuff away from them too?
That and was plus, the thing is he didn't, like the money was just a way to get stuff for him.
That he needs so he can do his
didn't
stuff.
Didn't care about it at all though.
Yeah. And he still needed it. He still needed some of it. And he still used it, obviously.
Maybe
no, he did.
It.
The bombs. The bombs still cost.
Maybe.
Explosives still cost.
Maybe.
No, that's the stuff that's the stuff they identified in the animated series. Mark Hamill, great Joker. Absolutely wonderful Joker.
Except you can barter chaos to get explosives. That's what he did in the movie. That's what a lot of it was anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You saw him selling weapons from one guy. He was the broker between the weapons guy and the country that wanted them.
Okay.
And they exchanged, you know, he got something in
so
exchange
he bartered things that had value that weren't money.
Yeah, which technically that is what money is. Exchanged for
something of value. Something that is worth.
Yeah. But the point of it wasn't for him to get money. It wasn't for him to get the women. It wasn't, like, he didn't
that's the
care
idea.
About
some,
any
some
of
people
that.
Just
want to
watch
purpose.
The world burn.
Exactly. That's what the Joker should be.
See, and that's why, like, or Mark Hamill's Joker, you know, Batman the Animated Series, you get to see his ups and downs, you know, because he, you know,
I did like the cartoon, the one where he had Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
In the cartoon.
Batman the Animated Series.
I liked that one because he had Harley Quinn and it was still about watching the world burn and screwing up everything for anybody in power. But it was also, he was kind of a person too.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't about him, you know, getting women or getting money or getting booze or getting, you know, things. It was about him not quite fulfilling what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Like, that was fine. I had no problem with building the character out that way. Suicide Squad. That Joker was just...
Jared Leto.
Just awful.
Oh, but that's what was so great about it.
So,
like, there is a joke. There's Joker
stupid.
There's Jokers, and that's what even with the animated series. There is, and even with the comics, there is like Jokers that just beat people up just to beat them up, and you know there is this like chaotic thing in there. But there's almost even the gangster style Leto, and that's the thing that Leto's character Joker was there's a character Dark Knight,
yeah,
the cartoon.
No, that's I can't think of what it's called. The Dark Knight is the one with Heath Ledger. I think yeah, and I think a lot of it was the
Dark Knight Returns. Dark Knight Returns. No, that's old Joker. Well, no, that's still right Joker.
That's the Joker. I think that one is the Joker I'm talking about.
Dark Knight Return is it's a newer comic or newer ish, but this Joker is
that.
Yeah, this Joker is okay, that Leto is a slightly dirtier version of this Joker.
That's not the Joker I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm talking about the older cartoons.
Yeah, you're talking about the Batman the Animated Series. This cartoon is the Dark Knight Returns was a two part. It turned into a cartoon. There was also the comics. But this Joker is very gangster, very almost professional.
But see, even in here, he looks more mobster than gangster. Like, and I know it's a stupid, thing to say, but to me, the Jared Leto guy with the gold tooth and the gold chain, the tattoos,
he didn't have the gold tooth; he had silver teeth. Because whatever. Batman punched him out. He's been in jail. This Joker has been in jail and not been in like Arkham crazy asylum. Like, been in regular run of the mill jail. Which also means he has had to deal with it. He didn't join gangs. He made the gangs. That's the type of Joker that Leto was. He got the tattoos.
Pull up a picture of the Jared Leto one. No, that's not.
Yeah, I know. Okay, what about Jared Leto, though?
I just want to see the picture of him. Because from what I remember, it was when I saw him. When I saw the picture, yeah. The slick back hair and the tattoos and the stupid teeth,
that's the stuff the talk about, and these tattoos all stand for stuff. That's the thing, is that there's so much, his smile, on his arm, the laughs, the damaged, all this, his teeth have been busted out because you look at Batman's gloves and they actually have stuff built in. Of course, Batman's gonna punch the Joker square in the jaw. At least this one, it actually lost his teeth.
Yeah, looks so not Joker.
And see, I'll admit, I wasn't into the tattoos, but then you start hearing about some of the stuff, you start looking at the tattoos and you start seeing how it works out and everything. Yes, he's, bleached white, but he's still, he doesn't have that perma grin on his face like they did with Jack Nicholson. And even the tattoo on his hand with the smile. These are different styles, different smiles, different reactions.
But it's the chain and the gold and this.
The gangster style?
Yeah, it's the ghetto gangster.
Yeah.
It's the wannabe gang, like that. That's a goofy looking Joker.
Oh, come on.
It's the original, what is his name? West.
Adam West?
Adam West Joker. But even that was because he fit into...
Romero.
I don't remember.
I forgot his name.
Yeah, Cesar Romero right there.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
That Joker fit into that Batman.
I think Leto fit into this Batman.
I don't...
But that's the other thing. I also think Leto should have not been going, this isn't my movie. I didn't get what I wanted. No, you will get your movie. You will get a Batman versus Joker movie. And... at that point is the awesome craziness. This was not his movie. He should not have ever... It should not have... of course, actually, the Batman. There was all sorts of stuff with that movie.
He didn't fit into
but, it.
There was supposed to be a superhero movie was the first problem, and he's in it, and he shouldn't have been.
Well, no.
The only reason he's in
but
it
his
is
girlfriend
to explain,
is,
I know, to
yeah.
explain Harley Quinn.
Which I feel like Batman and like Superman and Spider-Man don't need origin stories anymore because...
it's been told so many times.
Everyone knows. And plus, Harley was a fairly good introduction. So people that know about her really, there's a lot going on. There's just so much. Like, of course, she was created in the animated series. And...
I don't know. Honestly, Jared Leto ruined the whole movie for me. I did not like his character that much. The rest of the movie was just, I couldn't.
I'm looking forward. I want to see, I want him to quit complaining. I want to see him in a Batman versus Joker movie.
Yeah.
Or even in a Joker movie.
We'll see what happens with it. I just... If he's in anything else, I will think twice about... That's the Joker, the animated series.
Mark Hamill.
Yeah. I like that's what that you're used Joker. To. Yeah. That's what I grew up with. That's the Batman that I know.
See, this is Cesar Romero is who I grew up with. And then I grew up with...
and even the Adam West stuff. I watched all the Adam West stuff. It was really cheesy and campy when I finally watched it.
It's awesome.
It is kind of in its cheesiness, but...
He has bat shark repellent.
He has bat water.
Do you know how he gets around Mr. Freeze? He wears long johns. Yeah, that's straight from one of the shows.
Wow, Bill. Wow.
I love that old Batman. That's why I also with like the... What was it? The Lego Batman movie came out. When Joker is rattling off, all the bad guys are going to help him. Huh. And the guy goes, I think you made some of those up. And it was like, oh, they literally just left out Egghead. Like, they have some of these great, like, 20th rung character. They left out Egghead.
But even that's something that Joker would do, is just make stuff up.
No, but it wasn't made up. He was just, that was what was so funny, is that he was naming off legitimate bad guys that people... Only like people like me that are like super into Batman have ever heard of. And that's what I was like, they should have brought in Egghead. The very next scene, Egghead shows up. I'm like, I'm winning.
Yeah. It was the same way with the whole the 80s, the neon blacklight Batman series with the Penguin, Danny DeVito, and all that. It was kind of one of those, it was
Tim
good.
Burton's?
Yeah. It was good, but it wasn't. It was in its time. And that's where it fits.
I think Jack Nicholson was a great Joker. Absolutely wonderful.
Yeah. No, I
Oh, were you just talking like about Penguins, like Batman Returns?
No, that whole, like, the Tim Burton's... Because he did Mr. Freeze, he did Penguin.
Yeah, we didn't. He didn't do Freeze.
I thought he... With Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No, that was not... He was fired by that point.
Oh, well, it was the same style.
No, it was more quirky.
It was really the whole, like, black light and the neon and the kind of...
See, no, they went that way because Tim Burton only did the first few. Then he was fired because they were too dark.
Yeah, well... Because,
like, look at the first Batman. It was dark.
That was the one with Danny DeVito as Penguin, right?
No, that's the one with Jack Nicholson as Joker.
Okay, I thought the Penguin was the first one.
No, that's Batman Returns.
Okay.
It was him and Catwoman?
Ivy.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Mm-mm. Ivy and Catwoman were together.
No, they weren't.
Not like together, but...
No, they weren't in the same movie.
Okay.
I promise. Ivy was in with Freeze and Bane, right. Which was the last one, which was terrible.
The last one I thought was...
It was Batman Robin. That was the worst of all those movies.
Okay, which one had Jim Carrey?
Jim Carrey and Two-Face.
Yeah.
Which was Batman Forever.
Okay.
I will challenge you on this.
Well, I know. I know not to challenge you. That's why.
Actually, that was the early days of the podcast. Before we were giving questions away back in the movie theater, I actually got up there, and that was one of the questions, like, name all the Batman movies. And he wanted to start off with Matt Davenport. You know, he's been on the podcast.
Yeah.
You know, he's a friend of the show.
Friend of the pod.
Yeah, friend of the podcast now. But then it was just like, we didn't really know each other a whole lot. Or we didn't really know each other, but I got to go up there, so I got to answer the questions. And that was, he wanted to start off with Batman the movie, the one with Adam West. And I was like, I'm like, I know where you're going with this. And luckily he wanted the live action ones. Because there's plenty of Batman animated movies.
So there's a lot of Batman
animated. And I don't know them all. I've probably seen them all.
Yeah. I wouldn't put it past you. I've seen them all. So, we're getting almost to an hour and a half here.
Ah, look at that. We should probably end this. Call it good. We did really, really well with just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Which is now the title. We'll just put that in like right here so I don't forget. Look at that. Just the two of us.
You should put T.O. just to bug people.
I don't know. No, remember, I spell out words. That's why we're geeks R, wired spelled out, instead of geeks letter R. If I was to do anything, that'd be just a number. But, with that, you have famous last words?
Jared Leto can suck it.
I don't even know what to do after that. I'm excited for Star Wars Episode 9. The Death of the Last Jedi.